In our talks at the moment, we're working through a series based on the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. And the overriding theme of our series is God's mercy. Last week, Alex introduced the book and he showed us how God often acts in ways which seem really strange to us, but which bring about his good and merciful purposes. And that's certainly true in the book of Jonah, and we saw some of that last week, and we'll see it again in the coming weeks. Well, today we're just going to look at chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. So I'm going to read this out to you now. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he'll take notice of us so that we'll not perish." Now, when these events were taking place, the major power in the region was Assyria, and its empire was renowned for its military might. Not long earlier, they conquered Babylonia, and a couple of generations after Jonah would conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. But even by Jonah's time, Assyria would have been deeply feared and disliked by the people of Israel, because they'd already made some raids into their land. Imagine the Brexiteers' dislike of the EU, and multiply it by 100, and you'll get a bit of an idea of what the Israelites thought of Assyria. But now at this point, God tells Jonah to take a word of judgment to the Assyrian capital, Nineveh. You'd think he'd be pleased, wouldn't you? You think, great, you know, we can get rid of these horrible Assyrians, you know. And actually, the only other reference to Jonah prophesying in the Old Testament is found in 2 Kings chapter 14. And he prophesies that Israel's land would expand, and that prophecy came true. Israel first. Israel's the greatest. So why does Jonah refuse to do what God says? Why does he run in the exact opposite direction to the one that God told him to go in? Surely it'd be good to see the Assyrians destroyed. But we will see later in our studies when we get to chapter 4 that Jonah knew a thing about God. He knew that God is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. That's Jonah 4:2. In other words, Jonah well knew that all this talk of judgment and destruction coming on Assyria or Nineveh, the capital, actually was not God's intention. His intention was not to destroy Nineveh, but to bring the people to repentance and salvation, because God is a God of mercy. God is a God of compassion. But you know, Jonah couldn't go for that. Surely Israel is the chosen people. God's got it all wrong. Now, when we look at today's passage, there are many things we could talk about. God's sovereignty over the nations, his call on us to take his word to the world, disobedience to God's calling, racial prejudice. Now, all these are fantastic topics, but I'm going to leave them on one side and focus on just one thing: God's mercy in our storms of life. Now, when we look at this passage, the meaning at first seems pretty clear, doesn't it? If you run away from God, you'll get into trouble. Running away from God will bring on you all sorts of storms. It's cause and effect. Jonah disobeyed God, and so like Thor, the Norse god of thunder that we remember every Thor's Day, God sent a fearful storm down on Jonah to punish him for his